This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Cut the cord. His internet connection has been severed. Wow. Who would possibly do that? Think about the asylum that he's been in for how long. Donald Trump, though, part of the big story as we roll through this election, predicting the election will be rigged. One of the things he mentioned last week also was taking a drug test. Right from the get-go, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We're joined by Luke Vargas from Talk Media News. Hey, Luke, how are you?
I'm doing great, thanks. I think the last time we spoke was during the convention, so much has happened.
Boy, no kidding. There's a show called The Circus, and it really is The Circus. There's no doubt about that. I mean, good times when you're covering it, actually, because it's just so, I think, so shocking. But yeah. Let's talk about Donald Trump and the fact that he's predicting, hey, this election's going to be rigged. But yet I don't see any evidence coming out from his campaign manager, Kellyanne Conway, or himself. So what's the deal with that?
No, I mean, this has sort of unfolded slowly. I covered one of his events last week in West Palm Beach, Florida, where this was after some of the most critical New York Times reporting on him. And he basically was saying it's a media conspiracy. And this has now widened to being what he alleges is a conspiracy to rig the election that involves, again, it's hard. I'm sort of filling in the details here, which is something you kind of have to do with Donald Trump if you want to report anything he's saying. But, I mean, he's saying there's going to be problems at polling places. He's alleging that the fix is in beyond just the traditional media bias that he's talked about in the past. This has drawn a pretty strong rebuke, thankfully. And, I read a great piece today by Ezra Klein over at Vox, who said this is just unpatriotic to be already sowing so much distrust about the system and to sort of presume the only way America, could be a legitimate country is if it elects you, just has so little faith in the system as a whole. And, you have seen some pretty prominent Republicans coming out and attacking him for this. Even his own running mate, Mike Pence, on the Sunday talk shows was saying, look, this ticket is going to honor the results of the election as soon as they're certified. And that's not the kind of unifying sentiment that you hear from Donald Trump. And just one more element, we heard from the Secretary of State of Ohio today, a relatively key battleground, who is a Republican, saying, look, we've put in as many safeguards as we can to make sure people can vote and that people who want to mess up the system won't be able to do so. And he said he looks forward to certifying the result as official soon, right within the hours after, the polls close on election night. So, thankfully, in the midst of this campaign, there are still a lot of elected officials who want to continue with the history of a smooth transition of power. But I think it's safe to say Trump is not among those.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. There was a lot made, certainly on the right, that, hey, when all this stuff happened with Donald Trump and the Billy Bush scenario and the lewd comments, and then after the debate, there was no conversation about WikiLeaks releasing the transcripts of three of Hillary Clinton's big speeches to Goldman Sachs. And so what gets lost in that is, what do the emails say at all about Hillary Clinton? What does it tell us?
That should certainly be telling about the rabbit hole we've gone down in the general election, that one of the key points of contention during the Democratic primary is basically no news when we finally get these transcripts now. And I have to say, look, I was relatively sympathetic to Bernie Sanders's gripes about these speeches during the primary season. And yet when I look at them, I read through these three speeches. These are not really speeches per se. They're transcripts of kind of Q&A sessions that she had at three different events. She was paid about $250,000 for each of these. Two of them are Q&As with the CEO of Goldman Sachs, Lloyd Blankfein, and the other is the Q&A with an audience. And yeah, I mean, there are some parts in here. She has a quote saying the jury is still out on whether Dodd-Frank is a beneficial regulation. That's not something that Bernie Sanders and his supporters would like to hear. She also seemed quite open to soliciting advice from Wall Street when it comes to their ideas of how to avert another financial crisis. a little hard on some of these to tell whether or not this is just talk to appease the people who are paying her, and that's not actually something she'd enact. But I look at these comments as a whole. I was impressed. I mean, there's a lot more in these speeches than talk about Wall Street regulations. There's a lot of foreign policy banter. It's very casual at times. And I have to say, she comes off really well. I mean, there's this one portion of the speech where it didn't seem like she necessarily knew there were going to be a series of detailed questions on China. Yeah, she's talking about three or four generations of the Chinese leadership and contrasting them and, you know, talking about their implications on the People's Liberation Army. She gets pretty into the weeds pretty naturally. And I have to say, I guess I could understand why they didn't want to be so forthcoming about these speeches during the primary. But it's really not as embarrassing as you might have been made to think. And in fact, at least compared to Donald Trump, she looks incredibly literate on a range of issues.
Yeah, that's what I heard, too. I didn't pour through them, but I heard the same thing that you're saying, Luke. Absolutely. And speaking of WikiLeaks, Julian Assange makes huge news. Internet connection done, severed. What's the deal with that? Who would do it?
Well, early Monday, all WikiLeaks was saying was that it was a state party, basically, that it was a government that was responsible for it. And I think a lot of people have seen the way WikiLeaks has attracted a pretty powerful group of new enemies in the past few weeks. And people were maybe thinking this was the U.S. At least what WikiLeaks is saying now, it was the Ecuadorian government that cut it. Of course, he's at the Ecuadorian embassy there in London. They would presumably have control over the server that he'd be, you know, relying on a connection from in order to maintain his international profile. WikiLeaks is, you know, throwing the Ecuadorians under the bus. There are pretty strong ties, though, between Ecuador's president, Rafael Correa. He is sort of a part of a cadre of leaders in South America that is not terribly friendly with the U.S., Nicolas Maduro and others. But Correa is a little different. He knows Hillary Clinton. He said multiple times in the press that he wants Hillary Clinton to be elected president. And, again, we don't have enough information to say definitively why they would have cut his internet. But, you know, worth pointing out, Julian Assange has created a lot of new enemies. And I love this one tweet from John Podesta over the weekend, Hillary Clinton's the manager of her campaign, who sent out a photo in a rather, I think, undiplomatic moment, sent out a photo of lobster risotto being prepared at a Hillary Clinton campaign event over the weekend, and it is, quote, "I bet the lobster risotto is better than the food at the Ecuadorian embassy," to which WikiLeaks replied, probably Julian Assange, "Yes, we get it. The elite eat better than the peasants they abuse." He really set himself up there, I think, to be embarrassed, and I just looked at it. WikiLeaks' response to the John Podesta tweet has about 10 times as wide of an engagement. So WikiLeaks got the upper hand there, but in so doing, I think they may have angered the Clinton campaign, potentially the future president, and perhaps there is some sort of rout of influence here that has caused the Ecuadorians to sort of acquiesce to some perhaps a request to cut Assange a little less slack than he's had in the past.
Yeah, boy, it's going to be wild to watch that tale unfold. All right, Luke Vargas, as always, thanks. So nice to talk to you again. Thanks, we appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
So you heard what Luke had to say about Donald Trump and covering an event and the election, predicting the election is going to be rigged. Now, what about Melania Trump? Today, Melania steps into the spotlight to talk about the Billy Bush bus ride, where she says boys will be boys, and her husband was egged on by Bush. That's coming up around the bend.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
It's kind of two teenage boys. Actually, they should behave better, right?
He was 59.
Correct. And sometimes I said, I have two boys at home. I have my young son and I have my husband.
All right,
I watched TV, was hour after hour, bashing him because they want to influence the American people how to vote. And they're influencing in the wrong way.
All right, so Melania Trump's talking about her husband, and you heard her say that she feels like she has two boys at home. She said the language that her husband used about women in the now infamous Hollywood Access Hollywood tape is she does not approve of that, but says that, as you can see from the tape, the cameras were not on. It was only a mic, and I wonder if they even knew the mic was on. She said she hadn't heard her husband use that kind of language before. That's why she was surprised. And she said to Anderson Cooper, who did the interview, I am not surprised in one way because a lot of people, they are against my husband. And she blamed the left-wing media for a lot of the controversy, calling the press dishonest and saying a lot of lies have been written about her and her husband. She also said NBC had known about the Access Hollywood tape for a long time, but they intentionally waited to release it as what we call the October surprise, where they thought it could do, that's what it's called, it's the where it can do the most damage. And she repeated her opinion several times in the interview that the lewd comments were simply boy talk, reflecting her husband, as you heard there, her husband's dismissal of the remarks as locker room talk. So she, if you know what's been going on with Melania Trump, she's demanded an apology and a retraction, by the way, from People for a story alleging that Donald Trump forcibly kissed Natasha Stoyanov, a writer for the magazine, before she did this interview back in 2005 with the couple about their first anniversary. So it's interesting. Twitter was all over this. Twitter users jumped on Melania Trump, blaming Billy Bush for her husband's sexually aggressive comments about groping and kissing women. The hashtag was Billy Bush made me do it. It was trending all over the place once the little pieces from the interview were made public, from the interview that Anderson Cooper did with Melania Trump. So this is a story that has been around now for well over a week. And if you heard my last segment, and if you didn't, you can always go back and listen, but where I talked with Luke Vargas from Talk Media News, who covers the UN and covers politics and has been at some Trump rallies, he talked a little bit about the release of the Goldman Sachs speeches that Hillary Clinton did, and that there wasn't much reaction to it, but he said there were there, and not as much as you thought. I mean, there were a few things that would make your eyeballs go, you know, out of your head a bit, but not compared to what we thought it would be. I mean, this is typical campaigning, by the way, no matter where we go back in history, but I think at this point it comes down to what the polls are saying, that women are not going to vote for Trump. A lot of women aren't going to vote for Trump, and a lot of men are nonplussed by what they're hearing. Yet I think I've heard from many women, and certainly have gotten emails from many, that say they are going to vote for Trump. So it comes down to, is it still what I keep saying over and over again, like a parrot, is it a coin flip, or no, has he blown it with these hot mic comments that were released, and then women coming out and talking about things that happened to them with Donald Trump being somewhere near them, coming up to them at a club or the airplane or, you know, various, the People magazine writer, that kind of stuff. So this has gotten really wild. Again, like any campaign, because we can go back into the vault here of America Tonight, the elections that we've covered since this show's been on the air, and pull out some really nasty stuff. But nothing quite as nasty as what we're seeing here, especially in the debates. And we've got another debate coming up on Wednesday, and this is a big one, the Wednesday debate. I really wonder what we're going to see. Chris Wallace is the moderator, so we don't have the tandem, which I think is good. And it's not, I believe, town hall style, so that will make a little bit of a difference, too, compared to what we saw last time. And, you know, it's interesting. I saw a couple of different comments on the Trump comments about the elections being rigged. And George Will wrote a piece where he said, Trump is right. Trump right. Elections are rigged. But what he talked about in the column is, and he's a conservative columnist, he said he's not a fan of Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump, but he agrees with him on one of Trump's latest issues, that the elections are rigged. He was on Fox News, and he said, when Trump talks about it being rigged, he sweeps all this, his grievances, into one big puddle. He talks about the media, he talks about the primaries, he talked about the polls, he talked about the Republican National Committee. But when most people think of elections being rigged, they think of government action behind it. So what George Will is saying, he has a point if he makes it more clearly, that it's hard to think of an innocent reason why Democrats would spend so much time, energy, and money resisting attempts to purge the voter rolls, remove people who are dead or have left the jurisdiction. So Will said that in 2010, 2012, and 2014, the elections were rigged by the Internal Revenue Service, delaying tax-exempt status to conservative groups, which we know that to be true. And he said the IRS is still delaying the status to right-leaning organizations. So the reaction to that comment has been rather interesting. And, you know, we are so close to this election, it's crazy. You know, just over 3.5 weeks, and that's amazing if you think about it. I mean, well, we're almost at the three-week point. I can't believe that we're finally here after the build-up to the conventions, and now what's happened since the conventions. So some believe, unlike George Will, who thinks he just needs to flush it out a little bit better, some think that the rigged complaints are damaging and don't really help him, so it's better get off this, because that's not going to reel this in. If there's a chance of reeling it in, that's not the way to do it. Because he's saying that, you know, when, and this is a guy, first of all, Al Cardenas is another guy. He chaired Florida's Republican Party during the contested 2000 general election. Remember what happened there. And he called Republican nominee Donald Trump's assessment, the election is rigged, damaging to the process. He says it's just nonsense and shame on any American who believes that the election is rigged. He says he's been an observer in several elections abroad, including in the Ukraine, because people feared the process wouldn't be transparent and would not be fair. There was fear in the eyes of the voters that their will would not be heard. He's saying that, as I have talked about, being in another country and watching what happens with real rigged elections. So he's saying this is just not helping. When he says the election is rigged in favor of Hillary Clinton, those statements are damaging to the country and how the world views it, but they're also damaging to Donald Trump, so it doesn't help his cause in any way and make people want to go out and out and vote. So there's the question. Are the elections rigged? I mean, look, there's got to be some voter fraud. It's not 100%. Nothing in the world is 100%, so we know there'll be some of that. There just has to be. It's impossible to have it completely airtight. And then you think of the illegal vote. How many illegals are in the country, and how many illegal votes will there be? How many of the millions? How rigged would that be? So it's wild to think about it. I mean, is there no fraud significant? You know, what's the high water mark for what's significant fraud to change an election? 10,000, 20,000? I don't know. I agree, though, with Cardenas that it's not helping his cause. Why throw it out there, especially when somebody like me has been, just like he has been to the Ukraine, I've been to other countries and watched what a really rigged voting system looks like. Hang with us.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost.
No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I love you, baby. I love you now. I love you, baby. I love you now. Look at us, we're beautiful.
I would, and Mr. Trump would, if there were absent overwhelming evidence of any kind of fraud or irregularities. Yes.
All right, Kellyanne Conway. Beating the drum on, yeah, what are we thinking about here with voter fraud? What's going on with this election? And yes, as I mentioned, there'll be fraud of a different sort because there's no 100%. But saying that the game is rigged, the election is rigged, that does really no favors for the Trump campaign. If I'm them, I go full bore in a way other direction because it's not going to pay off. I don't see how it pays off. Now, having said that, I've mentioned this before. I was in Mexico and I watched what happened in the pre-Panista elections in Chihuahua. That's the two different political parties. And boy, it was frightening. Nothing like having shots fired over your head and watching frightened people being ordered to stuff the ballot box. And I also saw when I went to Ecuador what happened there. No out of the country if you don't vote. So you have to vote, forced to vote. You can't abstain and say, screw it, I don't like any of these candidates. I'm sitting on my hands. No, you can. But then you've got this card, and if it's not officially stamped, forget those shopping trips to Miami or just even going to a neighboring country. They don't allow it. That's how much emphasis they put on their elections. Let's go to Nancy in Washington. You can chime in, too, by the way, 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Hey, Nancy.
Hi.
Hello. What do you think?
Can't hear you.
Can you hear me? Yeah, can you hear me now?
A little bit. Let me see if I don't have the volume up. Can you hear me?
I got you. We got you loud and clear.
Okay. I think there's some rigging going on in this election. I think that this election was supposed to be about Governor Jeb Bush and Hillary Clinton, and it turned out to be about Bernie Sanders and Trump. And I think there was some rigging going on, and Bernie Sanders would have won except for the rigging of this election.
Meaning to push Hillary Clinton. So you think as far as the Democrats are concerned, in that area, it was rigged. I gotcha. Yeah.
Yes, and I don't think they've stopped. And she said at that debate, let's make this about substance, and yet all she does is smear, smear, smear. So how is that about substance? She's not taking Trump on about issues. She's taking him on about smear campaign tactics of all these bimbo ladies coming forward. You know, I don't know, but it's kind of, you know, they sat on it. And I remember the Al Franken. I have cousins who live in South St. Paul, Minnesota, and Al Franken won 25 precincts that had more votes than voters in it. So there's rigging going on.
Yeah, that would be a problem, and I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I remember there are actually a few stories written about that, and the key here is, we got to let you slide, the key here is when we say, like I said, there is no 100%. So you cannot get 100%. You would think, okay, you say we live in the, I say this all the time, we live in the greatest country in the face of the earth. So it's not a banana republic. How come we can't have a very clean election? Go back to the hanging chads and counting the ballots and the Supreme Court. And was it a dimple? Was it pushed all the way through? That was the craziest thing, wasn't it? And both Bush and Al Gore would tell you that just from the ballot perspective of counting the ballots. So the deal is you have to have the evidence, of course. And with the voting machines, yeah, there is always that chance. I mean, look, they're talking about machines that have been rigged in the past, right? And of course, that's not shocking that someone, to me, although not acceptable, but I've seen stories about that, and I've heard of stories about that, and we've had people on America Tonight here and there in certain precincts in certain states, not during a presidential year, but in other years I've had people on to talk about, can you really rig an election, and what can you do? How do you rig an election? And the answer goes to the voting machines. And even though some precincts take very good care of that, of course, we'd be idiotic to think, or naive to think, that there's never a way. I mean, when there's a will, there's a way, right? So I was looking at something in talking about the Bernie Sanders thing. There was a study done about a month or two ago by Stanford University that proved that Hillary Clinton's campaign rigged the system to steal the nomination from Bernie Sanders. So what was done to Bernie Sanders in Wisconsin is this. What happened there is the manipulation of the computerized voting machines, the Diebold PEZ, they call them, voting machines, in that are used in most states. And so what they did was, I say they, in a study to try to figure it out, they figure out, well, how do you rig the machines? How does that happen? A computer hacker showed how easy it is to vote multiple times using a $15 electronic device. So, I mean, people are accusing people of this all the time. The bottom line is machines in Pennsylvania, Virginia, and Ohio, where Governor John Kasich controls the machines, I would assume, right? Ohio, I'm just saying that, have to be matched with the exit polls. And that's how you can tell. So how do the polls of both parties do it? You determine it on the basis of honest polling. Who's going to win? Then you go and you look at, then you go and figure out the machine. But the ominous question of the manipulation of the voting machines is sad, isn't it? Some states still use machines that include no paper trail. The evidence is destroyed. Remember, Florida's machines have no paper trail in Bush v. Gore. Now, in Europe, they use exit polling to determine who won and lost. The tabulated vote only serves as a formal verification. Wow. So they do it a little bit different. It's a recipe for disaster, I suppose. You know, you publish a poll contrived to suggest the results you're going to bring about, and then you manipulate the machines to come up with that outcome. Right? And so the polling industry is actually in a state of chaos or crisis or whatever, because they've been altering their samples, some would say, to favor Hillary. The Reuters poll actually got busted for oversampling Democrats in order to inflate Hillary's lead. So that tells you right there. If they're not doing a fair exchange of Democrats and Republicans, well, I don't care what party you are, no labels. You got to say, you got to give it up and say, well, that's not, of course, what do you think? And then you had the Gallup poll proclaiming that 51% of those who had heard Trump's speech were less likely to vote for him, which was endlessly repeated. So it's not smooth sailing really for either one. I can say that because even for Hillary, Julian Assange from WikiLeaks, the proof that he's put out that that she has links to certain groups, and of course the Clinton Foundation and all the offshoots there, and the other things that have been manipulated. What happens the day after the election? That's what I want to know. Are we going to be happy? Are we going to be just furious? Is there going to be a little bit of a state of chaos for some? I don't know. Because you think of the serious issues, and to the point from our pal in Washington State, you know, as much as the Rock'em Sock'em Robots and the back and forth is entertaining, that's what it is, unfortunately. And really, we want to know, or I personally want to know, much more about, okay, so what are you doing about the immigration situation for real? What is being done with our crazy debt? What is being done to attract more business and ensure that more business comes back to the United States of some of the business that was lost? Because you can't force anyone by at gunpoint to bring their business back to the shores of the United States. I mean, I have a zillion questions, honestly, that I could ask either one of the candidates, and I would want to know a true answer. And look, healthcare is a disaster. I mean, almost anyone I know, even if they feel like they have decent health care, they're in some way getting screwed up with their health care situation, too. And to me, that is one of the biggest problems that looms over all of our heads. Are we one health crisis away from being buried alive in bills that we can't pay? Unless you are making an incredible amount of money. So we're not even saying you're not doing well. We're saying even if you were pretty decent middle class and saving and still being able to enjoy the so-called good life, what happens when the worst happens? And it sneaks up on you, doesn't it? Not to be a Debbie Downer. Cancer, heart attacks, heart disease, you know what I'm talking about. Coming up, we're going to hit the mailbag, plus hear what Governor Rick Scott has to say about the state of Florida after Hurricane Matthew.
The Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardovite. Cardovite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardovite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
To see you when I wake up is a gift I didn't.
We had a horrible storm. We had a category 4 scrape our coast, had some damage, especially along our beaches and some of the wind damage in our around our homes, and we have people hurting, but we are open for business. We have 250 tourism-related businesses right here that have reopened, and they're ready to have tourists come back and flock to Syria.
All right, so the governor of Florida really kind of pleading for people to come back to Florida for vacay, whatever. Disney World is open because, listen, St. Augustine, a mess. He's disappointed that President Obama has not approved key funding following Hurricane Matthew, saying it's a nightmare that Florida needs full major disaster declaration for the damage. And, of course, he's promoting tourism in St. Augustine to get people to go back to that area. And let me tell you, St. Augustine is a very cool place to go. I spent some time there with my brother and mother a long time ago, and then later in later years with my nephew, and it is a very, very fun place to tour. Not so fun to see the damage, however, and to see that obviously even there, they're cleaning up as fast as they can, but there was some serious damage done. So Rick Scott not happy that things have been so slow in getting money to Florida that is needed. And that's why encouraging people to go there. He visited with families and businesses and says this, you know, we need this. Last week, the federal government only approved portions of the request from the governor and hasn't approved funding for individual assistance for permanent work to roads and parks and government buildings in these local communities. Because the price tag is pretty high, they say, in Florida for the damage that's happened there and has had an incredible impact on the state overall. So much was focused on the Carolinas for sure, but there was still a lot of damage done in Florida. All right, some of you actually, there was two people that sent me notes today asking about Florida and how people in Florida were doing in the wake now a couple weeks later after Hurricane Matthew. So on that note, let's check the mailbag. And as we do that, we get this first one from Joe, who's listening to us in Sarasota. And Joe says, "Hi, Kate. I have to tell you that, you know, I feel fortunate that I was on the west coast of Florida during Hurricane Matthew, although I have ventured over to Flagler and some other areas. It's not so pretty. Daytona, a lot of you saw on TV, but certainly not the only place that took a beating. There's lots of sand in places it shouldn't be. There are buildings that pretty much collapsed. So Florida definitely took some of the brunt. Jacksonville, etc., some areas you could tell were washed away. I hope that in mind when they think of the people here in the Sunshine State. All right, thanks for that update. And yes, glad you were on the West Coast. My family was in on the West Coast mostly. I had an aunt in Winter Haven, and she went over with the rest of my family into Tampa. But Tampa was interesting because so many people from the East Coast were going away from the East Coast. So they were setting up shelters all over Tampa. They closed schools, a lot of the schools, so they would have places to put people if they didn't have room. If hotels got filled up, people couldn't find it or just needed a place to go where they could stay and didn't have to pay, you know, whatever the hotel fees were, and, of course, with conventions and everything else in town. And apparently some people really took advantage of that. We move to this one from Ben, listening to us in Ohio. I got to tell you, Delaney, I am loving these tribe members. Have you been watching what the Cleveland Indians are doing? And did you see the ridiculousness of a group trying to stop the Indians from using their name? Yeah, ridiculous. You're going to fight that in court, go ahead, but not in the middle of the playoffs when the Cleveland Indians are about to try to wrap up the Toronto Blue Jays for the American League Championship Series. Which, by the way, it's a 3-0 edge for them. Once again, Andrew Miller and the Cleveland bullpen put together a pretty impressive win in these playoffs. Crazy side story, it was a 4-2 win that you'll be interested in. On Monday, Trevor Bauer was the guy who was supposed to pitch, but check this out, he's a drone freak. So he has a lot of different drones, and he was working on one of his drones, and he cut his finger and had to have a bunch of stitches. So he missed his second start in this championship series, and his manager, Terry Francona, moved him to the Monday start. But what happened was his finger started bleeding profusely. So he had to leave after the first inning. He had to leave because the blood was gushing out of his hand. And luckily, people stepped up from the bullpen and they were able to plug the gap. He left with two on and two out in the first. And this is all because of the drone that he was messing around with. You know, unfortunately for Trevor Bauer, come saw, his team still wins, but for him, it's got to be disappointing that he had to leave his start. Okay, let's take another one. This one is from Michael. Kate Delaney, I just cannot believe what we are hearing and seeing in this election. I am no fan of the Clintons. I can't stand them. I think they're sanctimonious. I think they are liars. I think they do crooked and corrupt things that benefit them, even though they may also do some fabulous things and may be lifelong public servants. But I can't stand Donald Trump either. I think he is real, but he's real crass. And I do not like the idea of having a crass, obnoxious bloativator for a president. I know you've heard this again and again and again, but if only there were some way to vote for somebody else. And yes, I know there are other candidates that have no shot of winning, who nobody's barely heard of, that I can vote for, but I don't want to do that. So unfortunately, it's a dire situation, and I think I'm not the only one who feels that way. Well, I think that there's lots of people that are disillusioned by what we're seeing. It is kind of shocking, but I've been down this road so many times. I've already said my thoughts on it. I've already mentioned that, of course, to me, these are the best people you have. I mean, this is it. This is who we're running. I mean, come on, give me a break. But the problem is, we have a system, and if the system comes up this way, and these are the two that were left standing, which they were. I mean, listen, there were definitely others who tried to, there were other, I'll call them comers, who tried to represent the Democratic Party, Bernie Sanders, who tried to represent the Republican Party, and it didn't happen for them. I mean, it was wide open. It was like a race, a great race. And people are tired of the same old politics, and that's why, this is what you get for screwing up your own party. This is what happens. By the way, we've got a couple of people who actually responded to the whole Melania thing, John, Christopher, Peter. So we'll take them. John says thumbs up on Melania. Christopher says, ugh, Melania, just keep your mouth shut. Wow. And Pete says, good for Melania. I don't know. She seemed pretty sincere to me, is what he says. And she's saying that Billy Bush egged Trump on to talk dirty. She defended her husband against the allegations, said it was a mic to begin with that wasn't supposed to be on, and said, this is not the man that I know. Thanks to all of you for listening to this version of America Tonight.
Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.